The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, big story in the news today about the State Capitol Commission. I'll bet that you didn't even know before 2020 that there was a State Capitol Commission, but this is the group that's charged with basically being the caretakers of Michigan's Capitol. And after armed demonstrators took over the Capitol, or at least went in and with their weapons into the Capitol Dome last year, the question came, should we ban open carry at the State Capitol? Yesterday, that commission voted yes to do that. John Truscott is on the commission, joins us right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, and I appreciate you joining us. These are interesting times. This is probably something that the Capitol Commission never anticipated it would have to take up, huh?
That's an understatement. We never thought that we would be charged with making policy. We're the caretakers of the building, as you said, so we maintain the building, we maintain the grounds, the for example, the tour guides are under us. So, you know, we take care of the building for the public, and we got thrust into this because of what I believe was a wrong conclusion by the Attorney General through an opinion, and that put all eyes on us. And, you know, we take the responsibility seriously. We performed a very comprehensive and long study of the issue and what's possible, and that culminated in yesterday's vote.
Certainly a long, comprehensive study, but did the events of last week in Washington, D.C. play into yesterday's vote at all?
It did. We were actually scheduled to take up this issue at our regular meeting later this month on the 25th. But just given what's going on in the world today, we thought to be prudent, we'd move it up, and we scheduled the special meeting yesterday and took action. So, you know, it wasn't the only reason, but it was a primary reason.
What were some of the other reasons? What was some of the thinking going into this?
Well, you know, part of it is what's feasible. You know, we work with Michigan State Police. They're the ones that provide the security at the building, and they are incredible to work with. I can't say enough about their professionalism and how they're able to de-escalate situations. So we have a tremendous amount of respect for them. We certainly wanted to work through this with them to make sure that whatever we did could be enforced. It protected the officers that are there and made their job as easy as possible. So there were things like that. There was a number of discussions with legislative leadership. We've been talking to them throughout the fall on this and would they take action. And you know, things last fall were moving in the right direction where they were going to take some action. And then, you know, several members got COVID. And it just, at the end of session, it kind of everything turned upside down. So, you know, we're at where we're at, and we decided it was time to act.
How much concern is there? We were just hearing late yesterday, and it's in the news again today, the FBI on high alert at all state capitals across the nation for, you know, potential violence coming up in the next week. How much concern is there in Lansing's state capital?
You know, there's no specific intel on Lansing. I have seen the flyers that are going around, and it does call for people to go to the Capitol in Washington, and then underneath it says, and every state capitol. So, you know, specifically, there aren't any definitive concerns that I'm aware of. You know, I don't know what's going on in Washington or some other states, but, you know, again, state police manages it, they're aware of it, and I have all the faith and confidence that they will be prepared should anything happen.
You know, John, you've worked in state government. You've worked with state government for many years now, not just in Lansing, but in Washington, D.C. What was going through your mind watching the events unfold last Wednesday at the nation's capital?
Complete horror. You know, I told people, fortunately, I was on a plane at the time, so I didn't have to watch a lot of it in real time. While I was on the plane, it was that's actually one of the times when it's good to be oblivious to the news. But then when I landed, I quickly caught up, and I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And, you know, the Capitol Police who are there, you know, how they were overrun. I really feel for them. They were put in a terrible situation. It was just awful all the way around. And, you know, we have had some situations, certainly not on that scale, in Lansing over the years. I remember Governor Engler's, I think it was his second State of the State address. We had dozens of people storm into the building, burning flags in the rotunda, pounding on the doors of the House chambers on the night of the State of the State. And, you know, we were scared at that time because you didn't know what was coming next. You know, I think what's happening now is at a different level, a different scale. And we need to be aware of it. But, you know, with the ones, you know, almost 30 years ago now, things did calm down and we got to a relative calm. So I'm really hoping we can get to that point in this country as well.
I do, too. I think we all do. But this element out there that wants to wreak havoc on the nation's capital, on state capitals, there's so much anger and vitriol out there. I don't know how we combat it. I don't know how we get past this point right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the dangerous thing is it exists both on the right, the extreme right, and the extreme left. And there have
Absolutely.
Been some incidences where when they come together and they clash, and that's when it gets even more dangerous. I know the law enforcement does the best they can to try to keep the groups separated. But, you know, I think we need our leaders at the top to try to institute calm, to calm down the rhetoric. You know, what we're seeing from the congressional leaders these days is not helping. It's keeping it going. I'm hoping that when Joe Biden is sworn in, his rhetoric calms things down and we get more to an even tone where we can have we can disagree but still have civil conversations.
Yeah, boy, wouldn't that be nice? That's what we've always been about in this country, yeah. No doubt. John, I appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Stay safe.
You're welcome, Paul. Yeah, I will.
Take care. Bye-bye.